I'd like to share with you a fascinating story that I heard from Melech Biderman. A family living in Yerushalayim had a son by the name of Zelik. He was getting on in years and he couldn't find a shidduch. The family did everything they could possibly do, but nothing materialized. One year, like Boimed, the boy's mother decided that she would travel to Meron and daven at the kever of Shimon Yochai in the hopes of finding a shidduch for her son. She scratched together the fear and took a bus from Yerushalayim to Meron. While she was sitting on the bus, she calls her husband on her cell phone and she tells him, "Do you remember that when we first got married, we didn't have a child right away, and we went to Meron to daven?" And he says, "Yes, I remember. At that time, we made a promise that if we were to have a son, we would name him Shimon. And Baruch Hashem, a year later, we had a son. For some odd reason, we seem to have forgotten our promise. And in the end, we named him Zelik." And I was thinking, maybe this is what's holding back a shidduch. Her husband tells her, "You're right, that must be it. But what can we do now?" Then he says, "You know what? Let me ask my Rav what we can do." He calls his Rav and explains the whole situation. And the Rav tells the father, "Add the name Shimon. From now on, he should be called Shimon Zelik." He calls back his wife and he tells her, "When you daven at the cave of Shimon Yechai, make sure you daven for our son Shimon Zelik, that he should find the Zivik." She arrives to Meron and she davens with heartfelt tears for a very long time that her son Shimon Zelik should find the shidduch. When she returns back home, she felt as if a stone had been lifted off her family's collective chest, and they were very excited about the future prospects. In order to make his son's new name official, that Shabbos, the father bought his son an aliyah, and he tells the Gabbai, "When you call him up to the Torah, call him up HaBachar Shimon Zelik." After the aliyah, the Gabbai made a mishaberech using the name Shimon Zelik. No one seemed to notice the name change, but there was one man who davened in the Abbas Medrash, and his name was also Zelik. As soon as davening was over, he walks off to the Gabbai and he asks him, "Why did you call up this Bachar by the name of Shimon Zelik? His name is Zelik. When did he suddenly get a new name?" And the Gabbai shrugs his shoulders and he tells him, "Don't look at me. This is what his father asked me to do. I don't know why. I didn't ask him any questions." This man Zelik had a daughter who was also in Shadichim for a while. Long ago, he had his eye on this Bachar Zelik as a possible match for his daughter. But since both of their names were Zelik, he didn't want to do such a shidduch. After all, it is famously quoted from Bida Chassid that the names of the father-in-law and the son-in-law should not be the same. So he never pursued the shidduch. But now that he realized that their names weren't exactly the same, he was willing to go forward with the shidduch. Matzah Shabbos, he calls a local shadchan and he read the shidduch to Shimon Zelik's father. It didn't take long, and with amazing siyata d'shmaya, HaBachar Shimon Zelik became engaged to Zelik's daughter. What a story. Although Reb Shimon and Meron did not get shadchanes, he was the real shadchan. And this is the power of this holy day of Lag BaOmer. Reb Shimon is willing, ready, and able to help every yid. The Beis Aharon, Reb Aaron of Kalina, writes, "Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaKoil, Af Reb Shimon LaKoil." Just as Hashem is there for everyone, Tov Hashem LaKoil, so too, Reb Shimon is there for everyone. No matter who you are, or where you are, even if you're not in Meron, Reb Shimon can hear you. In Masechet Sukkah, Reb Shimon makes an incredible statement. Yachalni lifter es kol ha'olam kulo min ha'din. Reb Shimon is telling us that on this special day, if you're facing din in your life, if you're facing challenges, you're facing struggles or pain, Reb Shimon says, Yachalni lifter, I can free you, I can patter you, I can lift your burden, I can nullify your decree. So let's tap into his power on this special day. Light a candle in his honor. Learn and internalize his mamara. And in this chos, may Reb Shimon advocate for us. And may we all be zoicha to our personal yeshuas. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.